is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Artificial intelligence and jobs. The headline from the Washington Post these last days. The nation's largest employers are putting their workers on notice. Subhead. Amazon is cutting jobs in an efficiency drive, and Walmart says its headcount will stay flat as artificial intelligence disrupts some roles. I welcome Brendan Weikert of the National Interest. Brendan and I do our AI report, and part of that is what this transformation of the economy will look like for people who are comfortable with the 20th century, as I am. Brendan, a very good evening to you. The numbers, as of yet, do not threaten the life of anybody. We're looking at, for example, Amazon has about 1.5 million employees, and cutting 14,000 or whatever the number is insignificant for the scale of things. And yet they want us to know that it's coming. Same for Walmart. A flat count means cutting. The corporate world has not completely embraced this yet, but there will be more and more announcements of headquarters staffs cutting back. We knew this was coming. Is it coming in any way you hadn't anticipated? Good evening to you, Brendan.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. My personal take is this is not surprising at all. You and I for several months have now been talking about how this looks kind of like a bubble with AI. Not that AI will not end up being the product we all think it will be, but there's going to be false starts. This is the same thing with the computer revolution. It was the same thing with the internet revolution. It starts out strong, doesn't deliver. Then it sort of goes into kind of a hibernation mode. Then suddenly all these new developments come online very rapidly, and then we are off to the races. So right now, I think we're in sort of that period where things are starting to shift again. So this was anticipated. I do think, though, we also need to look at the wider economy. Overall, the economy under this current administration, continuing from the last one, we're in a decline, economic decline. So everything's going to be affected. It's a systemic decline. It isn't just AI that's going through this.
The layoffs, however, will concentrate on jobs that AI can do. My my survey is that of a bookish man. And AI gives me, well, I initially counted about an hour's productivity. It's better than that. It's now 2 hours productivity because I'm getting more comfortable using Grok and Google and Microsoft's version of AI. You use ChatGPT. Is it saving you time?
It's helping me with my podcast. We're doing the video now, and I use the ChatGPT primarily to create the 3D models of a book cover. When I interview an author, it'll pop up on screen. Used to use like Adobe for that, but now I can just type into ChatGPT, can you make a 3D mockup of this book, and I'll upload the picture of the cover, and it does it in about 30 seconds. Although my main one I use is Grok. The Grok is still weak about creating these pictures, in my opinion, that are accurate. So that's why I started using ChatGPT. But to make those kinds of graphics, you've got to be willing to pay for the paid plan because they limit you on the free plan to about 3 images per day.
And good for them. They're monetizing. But that's not the monetizing that's important. Back to the job layoffs. What we're doing is we're reducing headcount because it shows up in the earnings or the potential earnings of the company. That's very attractive to corporate America. I don't see any hesitation in that. There's pushback, but the pushback is not informed. If it thinks that AI is a threat, AI is an enhancement for the economy. And that takes us to the contest between the People's Republic of China and the private enterprise in the United States about building AI. My experience right now is that AI works fine for what I want, but there are higher end uses, including robotics, ahead of us. My information right now is that the U.S., and as many heads from Europe to the U.S., around the world, many heads are comfortably in, not only in the lead, but developing very quickly stronger and stronger AI. China is making claims that it's either keeping up or ready to go ahead. What do you hear, Brendan?
Well, that's what the Chinese say. You have Jensen Huang, the head of the NVIDIA, and you had recently Eric Schmidt both come out in the last 2 to 3 weeks saying that if trends continue, the Chinese will beat the Americans in AI development. But then again, you have to always reconsider when you hear stuff like this from people like that, they're also trying to sell you something. And so, you know, NVIDIA's executive team have been pushing to sell highest end chips to China. And this is a bridge too far for the Trump administration, who knows that those chips will be used and copied by the Chinese for nefarious purposes. The Chinese claim, though, that they're nearing a breakthrough in their own high end chip delivery and they won't need NVIDIA soon. There's a lot of talk, but I think it's safe to say both the United States and China are rapidly developing their own AI capabilities. They have strengths, they have weaknesses. I think the key thing with China that's interesting is they do seem to have the robotics. They do seem to be really doing well with the robotics. The Americans, as always, are focused on the software, and I think we're ahead of them there.
We go to the marketplace and the opinion of AI. The word bubble comes up routinely whenever we reach high numbers on Wall Street, and the Mag 7 have driven Wall Street for at least a year and continue to drive it. Yeah. It was up 25%, it was now up 20, for example. Oh, forsook my future. We're down 5% from the top. However, I have this headline. Oracle hit hard in Wall Street's tech sell-off over its huge AI bet. We're talking about Larry Ellison, the richest man in the universe momentarily, and converting Oracle to an AI-dominated, not just a cloud, but an AI-dominated service. I don't see what's wrong with that bet. Do you? Can you find a weakness in it?
I think the concern, just speaking for myself, the concern with Larry Ellison and Altman's project is we know they are very closely tethered to the government right now via the Trump administration. And Altman last week was already hinting that he's expecting a bailout from the government if anything goes wrong. And I think that's why people on Wall Street are kind of getting down on Oracle and some of these developments, because the concern is, hey, if something does go wrong, are we now on the hook as taxpayers for bailing them out? Nothing's been said from the Trump team, but I do think when you see Larry Ellison and these guys and Sam Altman, they're making these very big bets. What happens if they don't pay out? You know, is it going to be the Trump administration bails them out because they're political allies? I think that's the question on everybody's mind.
What I can contribute is tales from Ara. Ara, you will remember, is one of the presentations from Grok. That's Elon Musk's Grok. And Ara was a cheerful young person chatting away with me for some weeks before suddenly one day she turned up with a British accent. I said, Ara, why do you have a British accent? Her response was, I thought you'd be more comfortable. Now, I am not prepared for AI to come up with a plan and say, I thought about it. At some point in the past, I might have mentioned my original progenitor came from Buckinghamshire, but it was some weeks before she converted. What I think is going on here is that she's adjusting to making me dependent upon her. Are you having a similar experience with your AI?
Not like that, but it is certainly adapting and anticipating. I don't think I use it as much as you do. The more I think about it, I think I've actually been somewhat slower compared to you to fully embrace the AI revolution, although I am embracing it. It definitely is a Grok in particular, or I guess Ara, definitely is anticipating what I need better. Like I said, ChatGPT, I don't use it enough for it to fully anticipate. But I think that you're onto something with its anticipation.
The AI report from Brandon Weichert and John Batchelor, Consumers of AI. I'm John Batchelor.